Okay, second on the Getting to Know You for the Pubcasters, we have Mr. Stuart Hoare.
Afternoon.
Stuart, welcome to the chair of questions. Mike, kick off.
It's a nice chair.
What was your first childhood pet?
A rabbit called Snowy. It was all white and it got killed by a fox.
I was my question was going to be, how did it die?
By a fox. Okay. And the second one called Misty because it was grey, died because of a fox.
Nice.
Good, good. Stuart Hoare, where were you born?
Ashford, Kent.
Stuart Hoare, are you pro fox hunting?
I'd like to see foxes shot, yeah. I think I'm a big fan of...
Seeing foxes shot and being pro fox hunting is not the same thing.
Does that extend to Leicester City fans?
I think... let them get on with it. If they want to shoot foxes for fun.
Fair enough. What's your favourite QPR kit and why?
It was... a yellow one. We had, it was sponsored by JD at the time, and it had a black banner on the back of it with a little QPR like signature in the bottom of it. I loved it.
Very nice.
One of my favourites.
Who was better, Les Ferdinand or Stan Bowles?
He's never heard of Stan Bowles. He thinks he was with Laurel.
From what I've heard about Stan Bowles, obviously I've never seen him play. Probably Stan Bowles. He had a lot more to offer than Les Ferdinand's big head.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Stuart.
James.
What's the best away trip you've ever been on for football? Footballing purposes.
Footballing purposes only.
Yeah.
It's got to have been last season when we beat Cardiff 2-1.
Yeah.
It was a good weekend in total. Or Palace this season actually, when we scored in like the 89th minute late on, it all went off and I got on TV a little bit.
I thought Wickham might be up there when you went to the strippers and the train home and people knocking themselves out.
Did the strippers have breast implants and do you know if they were tax-free?
They weren't tax-free, no.
They definitely weren't tax-free. There was a copper there making sure. Mike?
Would you marry a Chelsea fan?
Oh, that's a great question.
If you loved her and she was one of your dreams and then a few days before she said, I've got to tell you this, Stuart.
I've got a Drogba tattoo on my back.
And my middle name's Di Matteo.
No, just a Chelsea fan. Chelsea seems to get older, but she's the love of your life. Obviously, you've met the love of your life already.
But it would be difficult, wouldn't it? Because on Saturdays, we never play at home on the same weekend, so we'd never see each other on a Saturday. So for that purpose, she'd probably be pissing and moaning all the time anyway.
Well,
so I think she'd probably finish it.
Not what we asked. Would you marry?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, fine. What's the best game you've ever been at? Football game live. So it could be QPR, could be England, could be any other team you've watched. The best game. Doesn't have to be for footballing reasons, it might have been the day, the occasion.
When we beat Palace 6-0 to stay up. That
okay.
was massive pitch invasion at the end.
I don't remember that.
I was only 10-11, I think. I was young. We had to win by more than 4. I think it was a fix, to be honest with you. Because there's no way we could score 6 last game of the season when
what position were Palace in? Were they already safe?
They were safe, just.
Okay. So there might have been a little bit of Russian dealings. Oh, interesting.
What was your favourite school trip?
This is a good one. We once went to Mevagizzi for like a... you know,
what the hell is Mevagizzi?
It's in Cornwall.
Like we should fucking know what it is.
Hmm. All right. It was one of those things, you know, you have like a week away from school just pissing around in your last year at school. So instead of revising and stuff, they take you away and just let you do as you please. So yeah, that was quite a good school trip.
Was that a case of they take everyone away or just the kids that kind of disrupt the proper kids?
Probably just the kids that can disrupt the revision. Failing that, it was a school trip to France when we brought loads of, you know, the flashbangs that you can light, and three of my mates got suspended from school for bringing them home.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. How did you not get suspended?
Because I didn't just denied all knowledge.
Good.
And they were quite good. They weren't going to grass anyone else up. They were quite good like that.
Do you play any instrument, or have you learnt to play any instrument and given up?
I can play the piano, but I gave up.
Right, when you say play the piano, how well can you play a piano?
I can press keys on a piano. I've had no lessons.
I can play.
You have hands?
Yes.
Yeah, well done.
I don't play an instrument.
I can fucking play a piano.
Yeah.
No, I don't play any instruments.
Yeah, you don't strike me as the instrument type.
No, it just bores me a little bit.
Who's your favourite recording artist?
Could say yourself. You're,
this is a difficult
you're a,
one.
A recording artist.
Right
it?
Now I'm a recording artist. It's a difficult one. Jay-Z, probably.
All right, sure. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure, lads.
We'll get that on the website so people can get to know you a little bit better.
Whoa.